Okay, new Bartlesville High head football coach Jason Sport with us here. And coach, first off, congratulations and just kind of your overall thoughts and feelings on what I'm sure was kind of a whirlwind, 13, 14 days here.
Blessed, excited to be the head football coach here at Bartlesville. I know our kids are excited. Mr. McCulley and our administration made it a point that they wanted to do this thing quickly so that there was some stability within the program, do it with the best interest of the kids. So glad that we were able to get this done before Christmas break so that we can have a seamless exchange of the baton within the program, continue on. I'm excited to be here. One of my favorite football seasons I've ever coached was here and really just wanted to continue the work we were doing. So excited.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and start with the kids right there. Obviously, a changing of the guard from 2017 to 2018, a ton of excitement, had a lot more kids out for the team, a lot of buy-in, it seemed like, from all of the guys, and I'm sure that there was a group of them that was probably disappointed in seeing their head coach leave after just a season. You've met with them now. Do you feel like you kind of got that group back? What are your kind of thoughts there?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We really never lost the group. I know it was a sting, but it, like I said, this is a relay race. It's being passed on to the 2018 group to next year, and you know, it's our kids have responded really well. I'm excited about that. That's something that we taught them all year. We instilled into them how to respond to circumstances, and it was a quick meeting when Coach Blank was on his way out. We went right back to work that day and been working since. This morning we met with the kids. It was brief, and we went right back to work in the weight room and continue to get after it. So excited about the thing is that during this exchange zone, when it's being passed off, momentum can increase if it's seamless, and that's what it's been because our administration, the people, the community has been so great and gracious and wanted to continue that momentum that we've got.
I wanted to talk about 2019 a little bit, but before we get there, and you and I have had a chance to talk about this as well, your kind of relationship with Bartlesville and the community. I didn't really have any ties here until you came up last season from Jinx with Coach Blankenship. Kind of what were your impressions of the community and the high school as a whole? Obviously, must have been positive in order to take this job in the off season. Just kind of your impressions of Bartlesville and the high school at large.
Well, we have completely fallen in love with the vision here, not just within the program. Our kids work hard, our parents are bought in, our administration, faculty, the community, the people here, the business owners, the stakeholders of this community all have one heartbeat. They want to do what's in the best interest of the community, what's in the best interest of our kids. It's unique. It's not always like that. Even at incredible football programs, sometimes there are things that work against you, but I mean, when I was thinking about coming here from Jinx, I was getting text messages from even Alex Clausen, the band director, who is willing to bend over backwards to work with all the other activities because they have the best interests of the kids. And it's easy to fall in love with a place when they want to work together.
Jason Sport, newly hired a Bartlesville head football coach with us as we talk about Bruin football. And obviously, Coach, I probably have to mention this. You know, stability has been a little bit of a problem last 3 years. Fourth football coach in three seasons. Your thought on that kind of long term, what are your thoughts about being here?
Well, the system and the plan is to be long term. It's a process that I believe in. It's why I came here. I believed in the head football coach's vision then. We have very similar thoughts in terms of culture. There'll be some changes, but stability is important for our kids. They deserve that. Jason Munoz is our associate head coach and offensive coordinator as of today. That's done. Our staff will stay intact with the exception of, Lee and Cody, but we're good to go. I mean, it's stable. We're fighting on Bartlesville.
2019, obviously something that we've talked about before. You guys have a lot of guys back that started a lot of games. I know that there'll be a certain big number of seniors, but with some injuries and whatnot, I think that I was counting up at the end of last season, there'll be 17 or 18 guys who had started a game back for 2019. Just kind of your first overall thoughts on next year's Bruins.
I'm excited. We're all excited about the development that has happened throughout this past season. We've got an incredible plan for off season, and we're headed in the right direction. Our kids have learned much of the system. They're going to continue to get better fundamentally and be able to fit into the system really well. The kids are enjoying being around the program. I think moving quick here, keeping good, stable stuff here in the program will help us. You know, that's all going to benefit our kids. We have high expectations for them. We want to be the very best Bartlesville Bruins that we can be, the best version of us. If we do those things, then the sky's the limit for our kids, our team, our community.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us here. Coach, I appreciate it. Best of luck to you throughout the next few weeks. Merry Christmas. I'm looking forward to talking with you as the offseason rolls on here.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you, and I appreciate you guys having us over. Thank you.